Hear the gospel from Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she is found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from the dream, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Have a seat, please. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Where do you find love? It's a great question. Two teachers wrote a song that became famous in 1980 that made its way on the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. The song describes the desperate search for love that so many people are hoping to find. The verse and chorus is, well, I spent a lifetime looking for you. Single bars and good time lovers were never true. Playing a fool's game, hoping to win, and telling those sweet lies and losing again. I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of. Hoping to find a friend and a lover, I'll bless the day I discover another heart looking for love. Anyone relate to that experience? Looking for love in all the wrong places? You know, I wonder how many love songs are written about love, about breakups, about heartache, about, you know, celebrating love. And I thought, I'm going to ask AI, because AI knows everything, right? So I asked them, how many songs have been written about love? And even AI did not know. They said, no definitive number. Or the short answer, millions, very likely tens of millions. Humanity has written more songs, love songs, than can be counted, spanning thousands of years, every culture, and nearly every musical style. So there you have it. That's how many love songs have been written. Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we unbox our next gift, which I bet you already know what it is. Come on. He's coming up. Love. Thank you, Debbie, for putting together our Advent love box and joy box and hope box and peace box every week. Love is wonderful. There's love between people, love for animals, you know, how we love our pets. I mean, it's amazing what people will spend on their dogs or cats or other pets. But love is just great. You know, love is a gift of God. And as the Bible says, God is love. God shows his love most incredibly by sending his son Jesus Christ. And so there's two dimensions to love. There's the vertical dimension, which is God's love for us and our love for God. And the horizontal dimension, our love for other people. And that makes the perfect cross. Both kinds of love are expressed in song, including Christmas songs and carols where we sing about God's love for us and our love for God and our love for one another. I was listening to the radio as I drive around the other day on K-Love, Christian radio station, and one DJ asked the other, what song is on your must playlist every Christmas? Like, what song do you need to hear? And if you don't hear it, it just won't quite be the season. Made me think, I wonder what's on my must playlist for Christmas. What song is on your must playlist for Christmas? Or maybe what hymn or carol? If you didn't hear it this season, it just wouldn't work. Again, come next Sunday, and if you didn't hear your carol over the season, maybe you'll get the chance to sing it here in church. But keep in mind, but what's so amazing today is about streaming music is you don't even have to own the record or the tape or the CD. You just get on Spotify, you type in the song, any artist, and it will play for you for free. So you can play it to your heart's desire. Well, on my must playlist, when we were younger and we had our young children and we would get our Christmas tree and decorate it, the CD that always went on first before Spotify was Amy Grant's second Christmas album, and it starts off with the song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That song, to me, is like introducing Christmas to our home and the holiday. Also on that record is the song, Breath of Heaven, which is one of my all-time favorite songs about Mary's experience carrying baby Jesus. But the DJs also asked not only what was on your must playlist, but what is on your please do not play this at Christmas song list. And one of the DJs said, well, one song that's on my must playlist is the song Last Christmas. And the other DJ said, what? That is definitely on my please do not play playlist. But then she said, maybe you can convince me why that's such a great song to hear. And the lyrics of that song is this. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. And he said, that song is so special to me because that's my life story. Year after year, time after time, I would date these girls and I would give them my heart. I would pour my love into them and they just like basically just threw it away. Until I realized that what I needed to do was give my heart to Jesus Christ. And because of his love, I could be secure. And then he said, and after I did that, that's when I met my wife, my current wife, the wife that I'm with, and she had had much the same experience. So to him, when it says in the song, I'll give it to someone special, it was giving his heart to the Lord. And that's what healed him of love. Love is a nutrient we all need. There's a famous psychological observation, it's actually a very tragic observation, that followed the lives of babies raised in orphanages and comparing those with those raised in other environments, with homes, family homes, two parents, one parent. Both groups were fed, kept clean, had a place to sleep, but the orphanage group had very little human interaction. They did not experience being loved, and they all had significant attachment injuries, which could not be redeemed in their life. Some of them even died. The study proved that people cannot live without physical touch, without affection. We all need love. God even modeled this by sending his son not just to appear on earth, to be born as a baby, born into a family, to be nurtured and loved. We all need love. As we consider love unboxed, we can distinguish between the two types of love, as I've already spoken about. That love that people have for one another is the one type, the horizontal type. The love of parents or grandparents for a child. The love between friends. The love between a couple. So in the ways that humans show and receive love from one another, That is one very important way that we experience love. Secondly, the love that God has for us, which is easy to talk about, but sometimes harder to feel. I know people that say, I know that Jesus loves me, but I wish that I could have someone with skin on love me as well. Today's gospel shows both kinds of love. Love truly gets unboxed here. This gospel of Matthew, if you've noticed, that's all that you read in Matthew about the birth, which leaves out all the details that Luke covers and we talked about last week. He just says, now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, she is found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Well, we heard last week Mary's response to being greeted by angels and telling her, who told her she would conceive a child through the Holy Spirit. And she received that news very sincerely and with faith and asked the questions, well, how can this be? I've never known a man. But then she responded, after she realized the news, I'm the Lord's servant, let it be to me according to your word. And then she went to see her cousin Elizabeth, and through the song that's called Mary's Song, she sings about the favor of God that is being shown to her, the mercy he's showing to his people, and the justice that God will bring about. Although the word love is never mentioned in that hymn, Song of Mary, really that's why Jesus came, because of love. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Jesus speaks that he is the gift. He speaks about the love that he has for people. In John 15, he says, greater love has no one than this, than a person lay down his life for his friends. The movie Saving Private Ryan, it's a World War II movie, I'm sure most of you have seen it. Soldiers are sent to save Ryan because his other three brothers were all killed in World War II. When he's finally found, Ryan does not want to be saved. He wants to fight the war he signed up for. And in the final battle, all those who were sent to save him die, and Ryan survives. But the captain in charge, as he's speaking his final words, says to Ryan, make this count. And that responsibility plagued him the rest of his life. The movie ends, sorry to give away the spoiler, but if you've probably seen it anyway, the movie ends with Ryan kneeling at the Normandy Cemetery in front of the grave of the soldier who told him to make this count, uttering the words, was I good enough? In other words, was I good enough to die for? The verdict for us from God is Jesus died for us because of love. We were worth saving. Hear that? We were worth saving, even though he had to die. Romans expresses it this way, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That love is what we celebrate with gratitude and joy at Christmas, that God became flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, to show us how valuable we are and that we are worth saving. That is love unboxed, vertical love. Today's gospel also shows us another example of love, horizontal love, as it shows us the struggle that Joseph is having when he learns that his future wife was pregnant, and he knows that he's not the father. It says, when his mother Mary had betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, meaning before they had sexual relations, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, this angel came to Joseph and said, "Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear him a son who will save people from their sins." And this is to fulfill what the prophet said. And Joseph woke up and did exactly what the Lord commanded him and named him Jesus when the baby was born. Love Unboxed is more than the feeling of love. So many of the songs I spoke of love songs, talk about feeling in love. But we see here that love is not only a feeling, that love is a decision to love. Marriage vows that all of you who are married here or were married here were lasting, meant to be lasting. They are not, "I'll love you as long as I love you." They are, the traditional vows say, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until death do us part. Or another version, "I take you to be my wife or husband from this day forward, to join with you and share all that is to come, and I promise to be faithful to you until death parts us." Those vows state that love is more than a feeling. It's a decision to love all of a person. Their good and their bad, the good times, and also staying around through the hard times. So we see love unboxed from God. We see love between people as a glimpse of the love God has for us. And that love shows us that we are valued, that we are forgiven, that we are worth it, that it's worth it, worth dying for. That's who we are. And as we celebrate Christmas in just a few days, may you experience the love that God has for you as you celebrate the gift of his Son, and also experience the love through the people around you, because that is a celebration of what it means to unbox love. Let us pray. Well, Lord, we thank you that love is your gift. It's said that you are love. That is the core of your being. So, Lord, as we experience your love, the love that we experience through Jesus becoming a man and entering this world, the love that we can express to you through our worship and praise and prayers, and also the love that is given to share between person to person, husband and wife, parents to children, grandparents to grandchildren, uncles, aunts, neighbors, friends, members of the church, brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you that we can be one, those who have been experienced to unbox love, so that love can be shared. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.